You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday! Happy wonderful, wonderful day. I hope that you have had a good week. I hope that you have got some fun stuff planned this weekend. I, of course, have got all your best in entertainment and lifestyle news heading your way. Plus, this week, I've got two super exclusive interviews. The first one is with Ancilla Smith, who's the CEO of the Special Olympics South Africa. And she's going to be chatting a little bit more about their polar plunge, which I took part in last year and I'm taking part in this year. And I'm super excited. It's a really great initiative and that's taking place next weekend. So I chat to Ancilla Smith from Special Olympics SA. And then I also chat to Marita Huerson from a beautiful property called The Den in Stellenbosch that I stayed at when I was there in February. And obviously because of lockdown, we haven't really been able to travel. But now that it looks like things are opening up and we can travel again around South Africa, I thought that it'd be a great idea to catch up with Marita and find out a little bit more about these incredible long-term and short-term, but more specifically long-term stay apartments that they have in Stellenbosch. They're absolutely stunning. So that's going to be a goodie. Stick around. But you know I love to kick off the show with good news, and good news makes me happy. On Tuesday the 18th of August, a COVID-19 donation of medical materials and personal protection equipment from the French government arrived in South Africa. Thanks to Air France KLM for getting this through to us on one of their repatriation flights. And the donation consists of single channel infusion pumps, material for intensive care units and medical isolation gowns, and it's worth a total of 1.8 million rand. This is a donation to South Africa, who's currently the hardest hit country in Africa and currently sitting at fifth in the world with regards to our infection rates. A French donation will help the South African authorities, whose handling of the crisis has recently been commended by the international community and the World Health Organization, to continue saving lives. France is proud to support South Africa in its fight against the pandemic, and this forms part of a coordinated Team Europe response by the European Union members to provide comprehensive support to South Africa in this crisis. The cargo arrived at OR Tambo International Airport thanks to the excellent cooperation with Air France KLM, the Department of Health, and the Department of International Relations and Cooperations. Big ups to Air France KLM for getting this much-needed medical donation or medical provision donation through to us here in South Africa. We salute you. Now, I mentioned earlier that I'm taking part in the polar plunge this year. I'm going to be in Cape Town, so I'm not actually going to be jumping in the pool. However, I'm going to be doing one better. I think I'm going to try and jump in the ocean, because I'm convinced that Cape Town oceans, and if you're talking like Camps Bay-ish, they're pretty chilly, so I would think that that would be pretty close to actually doing a proper polar plunge, which, as Ancilla explains to us a little bit later in my interview with her, is actually originates from America, where they cut holes in the ice and jump into the freezing cold water. So I'm pretty sure that a Camps Bay swim would be akin to jumping into an ice hole somewhere in North America. So Polar Plunge is back this year. They've got over 150 celebs on board this year. And this is a really, really good initiative, a fundraising initiative to support Special Olympics South Africa. I'm delighted to be involved for the second year this year. And I got to catch up with Ancilla Smith, who is the CEO of Special Olympics South Africa.
The Polar Plunge has been an incredible successful fundraiser in North America and Canada for a number of years, and we decided, why not bring it to Africa? Obviously, in America, they do it in the middle of winter, and in Canada, in the middle of winter, and, I mean, they take it very seriously, so they actually cut holes in the ice in Canada, and you plunge through the hole. And we realized that was never going to work in Africa. So we have our own version in South Africa, which is a little more friendly. And we try and do it when the weather's warmer. And then we bringing the polar plunge element by actually putting about 5 tons of ice into the pool. We just think it's a great way for people to get involved, something easy to do, something fun to do. But obviously the underlying message is the support of Special Olympics South Africa and our athletes.
Tell us more about the partnership with Urban Greens and why you're raising funds for these food parcels this year.
So the reason we decided to partner with Urban Greens was twofold. Number one, to create food packs for our athletes that actually made sense, that actually provided the nutrition that was needed. A lot of the food packs we've seen go out are, you know, kind of flours, sugars, stuff that really aren't helping to build immune systems. And so with the food packs that we provide, we're making sure that all the essential vitamins and nutrients are in those food packs. The reason also for partnering with Urban Greens was that they are actually buying as far as possible direct from the farmers. And during COVID, a lot of farmers were suffering because they were unable to move their produce. So in this way, we are also ensuring that we're putting money in the hands of the farmers, as well as providing nutrient-rich food packs, including lots of fruit and vegetables, that would boost the immune system of our athletes and their families. The reason, just as a breakdown of what's included in our food parcels, and that's why we know that we're providing all the necessary minerals and vitamins, is that for 250 Rand, we're feeding a family of four for 3 weeks, and each food parcel includes 22 kilograms of fruit and veg, 10 kilograms of maize meal, 5 kilograms of samp, and then 3 kilograms of beans and legumes, which is where the protein comes in. We're also working with donations from some farmers and other organizations, so whatever else we can get donated will then be included in the food packs. We got an incredible donation from SAI, the South African Agricultural Institute, I think it is, and they've provided us with superfood packs, which are packs where there's already, it's basically the superfood on one side of the pouch, mineral water on the other side of the pouch, and you squeeze that pouch together, and that gives you a nutrient-dense sort of shake that you can drink, which can sustain an adult for up to 5 hours.
The event is obviously being live streamed this year just because you can't have, you know, crowds of people together, you know, because of COVID and all that kind of stuff. How can people still get involved and stream the event?
Yes, this year, because of COVID, we are unable to have spectators, and it's not an event per se, but something that we're filming. And the reason obviously that we're filming is that so this can be live streamed. So we will be live streaming the entire event from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And that event will be live streamed on our website and on our Instagram page. And that is Special Olympics South Africa for our Facebook page, and obviously at Special Olympics South Africa for our Instagram page.
Share a little bit more about how can people get involved, how can they donate, how can they participate if they want to get involved with the Polar Plunge and with Special Olympics SA.
People can get involved on a number of levels. Obviously, we're asking people who do support this and who see the need for these food parcels and also just want to support Special Olympics to share this message, to share the posts, to share the activity far and wide. Those people that would like to participate can take the plunge at home. We have a number of people who are unable to be there on the day that are actually taking the plunge in the bath at home and are filling that bath with some water and lots of ice and taking the plunge remotely. And we'll be sharing a lot of those videos on our social media. For those that are able to contribute, we have a Backer Buddy page where people are able to go and donate money. The links to that page are on Instagram at Special Olympics, in our bio. And if people go to our Special Olympics South Africa Facebook page, they'll be able to find all the details of the Backer Buddy campaign. If they'd like to go to the Backer Buddy page directly. They can just look under the Special Olympics food parcel drive. So there are various ways for people to find that Backer Buddy link. But also we would love for people to not only donate, but take the challenge at home so that we can share their videos and show their support on our social media platforms.
So if you want to get involved, you want to watch, you want to live stream the event, you'd like to donate, please, please, please donate a food parcel, even if it's just one, 250 Rand, to help the Special Olympics athletes and their families make it through this really, really tough time. Every single food parcel counts, and I really do call on you to support this incredible initiative, and I would not be putting my name and my butt in a swimming costume on the line if it wasn't for a great cause. So please do head on over to Backer Buddy. Now, don't forget that everything that I talk about on the show today is available on my website, heatherhook.com, and I've got this post up. It is called Polar Plunge is Back, with over 150 celebs on board this year. The Backer Buddy link is available in the post. You can also see some cool pictures of our fabulous MC, Kim Jade, doing her thing last year at the event. So please do support our Olympic athletes. They need you. I need you. Together we can. Alone is hard, together is better. I recently heard this saying, and I'm going to be using this everywhere that I go going forward. Now, this sounds kind of cool, and like I said, I'm heading down to the Cape in the next couple of weeks, and I'm definitely going to be checking this out. So a mask-wearing, supersized art installation of Irma Stern's The Initiate, the prized artwork taking pride of place at Trin, which is Stenberg's signature restaurant, has now become part of a very novel COVID-19 fundraising initiative to assist students at Stellenbosch University. The masked rendition of the Irma Stern portrait can be seen outside the Gus Gallery in Dorp Street in Stellenbosch as one of a number of masked masterpieces on display in the university town. So they've dotted these sort of artworks around the town. They're all wearing masks. And I'm actually going to go and do a wander around and take some photos. So if you don't follow me on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, you should go and do that, and you can check that out in the next couple of weeks. Or you can also find out more on the Irma Stern Museum website, which is irmastern.co.za. But this is something very unique. It's a very uniquely South African art response to our current pandemic. And do feel free to pop in at Trin at Stenberg and view the original Irma Stern as well, which I'm also going to be doing. So just follow me on Twitter. It's going to be a whole bunch of art, a whole bunch of food. It's going to be a load of fun. So that is the Irma Stern Masked Masterpieces display in Stellenbosch, which I'm definitely going to be checking out. Now, if you love bubbly, like I love bubbly, Nicolas Fillet Champagne, the number one selling champagne in France and the third biggest selling champagne brand in the world, has unveiled their latest spring edition of their Reserve Exclusive Brut Rosé. And this is stunning. This artwork on this bottle is absolutely stunning. It is inspired by the famous Sakura, which is the cherry blossom season in Japan. And this is a kind of like spring when life is renewed, flowers are in bud, and the senses are awakened. The cherry blossoms, of course, are Japan's national flower and provide an explosion of pale pink petals throughout the months of spring in Japan. Beautiful, delicate, and fleeting. They are very symbolic of a time of renewal, of the fleeting nature of life, and they are a reminder to live in the moment. And I think we all need that reminder right now. So this stunning rosé champagne is now available. It's retailing nationally for around about 780 Rand a bottle. You can, of course, find out more on my website, heatherhook.com. This bottle is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's got the most stunning cherry blossoms on it with a beautiful blue background. I mean, this is a masterpiece of a champagne bottle. And if you've got a special occasion or something that you want to celebrate, may I suggest getting your hands on a bottle of the Nicolas Fillet Champagne, which, of course, is celebrating Sakura cherry blossoms. Absolutely stunning. Now, I'm so excited. My favorites. Okay, come wine with us. I've spoken about them so much. I've sold tickets in my store. This is one of my favorite wine and dine events, and they are back. Yay. And they're launching their first ever virtual home experience in Joburg, which is going to be taking place on the 9th and 10th of September. So why not invite some of your friends or family around and join in an evening, seeing as we only allowed 10 people, you know, as part of a braai and lockdown level 2, what. They have been hard at work, and they've come up with this absolutely incredible event. So the venue is your home. The dress code is dress up as fancy as you like, or, you know, take your lockdown look to the next level, if you will. You can book online with a minimum order of 2 people at 450 Rand per person with a total of 900 Rand per box. And boxes come in 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 variants, and they will deliver it to your home. All you have to do is heat and plate your meal, 3 bottles of premium Durbanville Hills wine, surprise gifts from sophisticated chef, and come join us. Live entertainment along with a few words from their founder, and Q&As with the winemaker and the chef and the restaurateurs who have curated the menu, and a fun game to play at home as well. This sounds incredible. I'm going mental. I'm going stir crazy stuck inside, like, all the time. They can also do a menu for kiddies as well if you've got little munchkins at home. So do inquire about the kiddies menu when making your booking online in the notes section. Dates, again, 9th and 10th of September from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. And you, of course, can book on the Come Wine With Us site, which is listed on my website. Do go and do that. Spring at home experience with Durbanville Hills. Good wines, Durbanville Hills. I like them. Now, in February, I undertook my first trip of the year, which was to Cape Town. I know I'm going back again this week. And I'm so delighted that restaurants and hotels and B&Bs and everybody's just like opening up again. And I'm a huge advocate of supporting local. I always have been, but I think now more than ever, it is so important that we support local businesses and share about our experiences and share with others and get them in to, you know, stay at places that they've not stayed at before. And I got to catch up with Marita Huerson, who is the manager at The Den in Stellenbosch. They are self-catering apartments. They are absolutely stunning. And please go and have a look on my website and do go and check out their website as well. They form part of the Cape Summer Villas collection. They've got properties around South Africa. And The Den is absolutely stunningly decorated. Have a listen as I catch up with Marita.
Cape Summer Villas is owned, the owners of Cape Summer Villas also owns a property office called Nyan Properties, and they were a part of the development of The Den last year, and the Nyan Group now owns a third of the apartments in the building, and they just decided it would be a good investment to add it to the Cape Summer Villas portfolio. And so far, it's been a great addition to the groups. Our guests love the apartments. And obviously, Stellenbosch is a great attraction for both local and international guests. And it's a great place to just come and find some peace and to unwind. And, well, the apartments are so special because it's actually just a 5-minute walk from the city center. And there you can find all the great shops and restaurants. The apartments are very spacious and it's very private, which our guests really enjoy. And lastly, the building also offers a stunning rooftop swimming pool, and it's open 24 hours to guests, and it has great views of Stellenbosch and the surrounds.
And these apartments are ideal for a very affordable long-stay vacation for a family or couples. Share more about the apartments.
Okay, so yes, as you mentioned, the Den apartment is ideal for short and longer stay. We actually just want to create a home away from home experience to all our guests. And that's why all the apartments feature all the necessities that the travelers would need when they stay here. And some of it would include the high-speed fiber internet. We have smart TVs with Netflix and DSTV loaded. We offer Nespresso coffee machines and complimentary amenities. And each apartment also comes with its own air conditioning and washing machine. And then each apartment also has its own private balcony with a small little built-in braai area. And lastly, guests also have their own secured parking space, and the property has 24-hour security.
And, I mean, I was blown away. The apartments are so beautifully decorated. Each one's got its very own sort of unique color scheme and style. How did you find the inspiration for the decor?
So I can't take any of the recognition for that, because our owner, Mrs. Dion, she has an incredible eye for detail, and she actually decorates all our properties in the group. And she's put a lot of effort into making each room here at the Den very special so that guests can feel at home, but they can still enjoy the luxurious fittings and furnishes that we've put into the room. And as you mentioned, each room has its own unique color scheme, and that's just to make each room have like an individual feeling to itself.
They're absolutely stunning. Now, if people would like to find out a bit more about the apartments in the Den in Stellenbosch, how can they get hold of you? How can they book?
Okay, so it's very easy. They can just go onto our website. It's www.capesummervillas.co.za, and then they will actually find all our properties there under which Den will be one. And then they can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the Den Stellenbosch. And alternatively, if they just want to make a quick call, they can phone us on 066-297-4358. And then they can speak to the manager on duty.
This was an absolutely incredible stay, and I cannot wait to stay here again when I return to Stellenbosch. So if you want to find out more about the Den, Self Catering Apartments in Stellenbosch, you can actually go and read my review, which is up on my website. Now, I wrote this quite a while ago. It was in March, so you'll have to search for it. So just click on the little, like, magnifying glass button and then type in the Den in Stellenbosch and hit search, and it'll pop it up, and you can go and see my feedback. But that rooftop pool, absolutely incredible. And the decor, like I mentioned, is absolutely stunning. And I just love that they're so central. This is a great spot if you're going to be doing like the wine route in Stellenbosch, and it's close by to all the museums and like all the places that you need to go in Stellies. Again, find out more on their website, capesummervillas.co.za, or head on over to heatherhook.com. Now, I've been speaking about Tau Game Lodge quite a lot recently. It is one of my favorite game lodges, and I'm delighted to announce that they've opened their safari doors to welcome guests back again. Safari dreams are what makes the world go round, and this is a mantra from folks who enjoy the good life and a good safari. And let it just be told that I like the good life and I like a good safari as well. So this incredible five-star safari game lodge is about 4 hours drive north of Johannesburg. I'm going back in November. My room is already booked. I cannot wait, and I cannot wait to continue to support this absolutely fabulous game lodge. And what I really love is like everything's included. So like your room, your food, everything. The only thing you pay extra for is obviously your booze, and if you have like any spa treatments or anything, but like your drinks on your game drives, your snacks, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, everything is included once off. And they are running some incredible specials if you plan and pay now and travel later with their current voucher offers. They've got the Lion Special 2020 and the Lion Nest Special 2020, which are currently running. Of course, everything is available on their website, Tau Game Lodge, T-A-U. Yes, T-A-U, Game Lodge. Or, of course, visit my website, heatherhook.com, and go click on the post that says Tau Game Lodge opens its doors to guests again. And let's get traveling. Let's support local businesses. Let's get our economy and our tourism industry up and running again. I believe that we have the power to do this. And as soon as we can have international guests again, if we can amplify, you know, about our incredible country and the incredible experiences that are to be had here, then we can encourage more foreigners to come and visit us as well and spend more money and do great things for our economy. That, of course, is it from me for this week. I will be back with you from Cape Town next week. I'm so looking forward to my trip. I'm going to be making some visits to some local wine farms and some local venues and just seeing what's out there and supporting local businesses. So do stay tuned. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'll be sharing most prolifically on Twitter, and I look forward to sharing that experience. Obviously, you know, social distancing and safety protocols in place, but I look forward to sharing that with you from next week. So stick around, check it out. It's going to be great. I'll be back with you next week. Have a fabulous weekend. Enjoy the warmer weather. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.